Arizona's COVID dashboard is reporting more than 4,000 cases today. And with winter approaching and a new variant making its first appearance in the U.S., today President Biden will present his latest plan to confront COVID with more options for free or low-cost testing, increasing booster shot rates, and more. Here to talk with us about how this might impact our state is Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association and former Director of the state's Department of Health Services. Will, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. So is this a big sort of blockbuster shot across the bow by the Biden administration, or is it incremental?
No, yeah, it's not a transformational change. It really builds on the plan from a couple of months ago and reemphasizes certain areas, but it's not transformational, but there's a lot of good stuff in here, especially, as you mentioned, the home testing part of it.
Yeah, how big a deal can that make in terms of getting it low cost, having insurance carriers actually pay for that? Do you think more people will take a shot at it?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I think home testing is really important in December and the first part of January because of all the different family gatherings and people visiting each other and, you know, cookie parties and that kind of stuff. And so the home testing is really a great way to get real time. That, by the way, the home tests are immediate results or 15 minutes. So it gives you really quick results that you can take action with. And so making those home test kits more available is really key. So there's two things in the president's plan. One is to, starting in a couple of weeks, or actually maybe next week, private health insurance will be required to reimburse for home test kits. Now, I don't know how many they will be required to cover, but that will remove some financial barriers for people. They can charge it off to their health insurance. And if you're on Medicaid or public health insurance, you can get the test kits at community health centers, rural health clinics for free. So increasing access to those home test kits, especially in December, is great because it gives you more actionable information.
What about the extra emphasis on booster shots, especially in a place like Arizona, where a huge percentage of people still haven't even gotten one shot?
Yeah, so the president's plan has, it's really three kind of interventions here. One is to expand the pharmacy shot availability program to make it so that it's more convenient, there's more supply, there's more resources for pharmacies. That's where seniors tend to like to get their booster shots. So that's helpful, although, as we know, there are shortages in staffing at the pharmacies. But still, improving those resources is important. They're going to use Medicare and their Medicare Advantage plans to do specific outreach, you know, through texting and emails and newsletters and so forth to seniors, sort of public service announcements with info about how to get your boosters, and then just some additional public service announcements. So that's sort of the game plan there.
Will, any reason to think, though, that any of these renewed efforts are going to affect a significant percentage of people who, based on whatever reason, have had significant hesitation in getting a shot in the first place or taking COVID as seriously as maybe they should?
I think it'll help with what we call vaccine hesitant people. So people who are questioning, but they're not against it. They need more information. And for them, it really also needs to be very convenient. For vaccine resistant people, that's people who are just have decided not to do it. I mean, public service announcements, things from their Medicare Advantage plan, making it easier at the pharmacy isn't going to help, but it will help with that middle group.
Well, finally, a bigger picture when it comes to the latest variant, and certainly there can be more variants on the horizon to come. How daunting is this situation after when we're approaching almost 2 years of being affected by the pandemic in some way or other?
Well, the real disappointing thing here is the lack of commitment by the developed world to get vaccine to the developing countries. And I've been talking about this for a long time now. It goes back to a year ago or more, where we needed to require the vaccine manufacturers to release their formulas, their intellectual property, so the rest of the world can make the vaccine. The U.S. has done a good job per capita in getting resources to COVAX. That's the International Vaccine Program. For every one shot that we've given in the U.S., we've given away three to the world. So that's good. But a lot more needs to be done internationally among the developed world to get more vaccine to the developing countries, because that's where these new variants are going to continue to emerge.
Well, that makes me want to ask another very brief question. What about some of these travel bans being implemented again?
Okay, the travel ban is not a good long-term or mid-term solution, and in short-term, it only buys a matter of weeks. So the travel ban is, I think, politicians use that as a mechanism to show that they're doing something. The UK did it. President Biden did it too. What is, I think, effective in the president's plan today is that it will require a negative test result for within 24 hours for all inbound flights. Now, that kind of travel restriction makes some sense, but just banning people from South Africa is counterproductive, and it disincentivizes developing countries from sharing and being transparent.
Okay. Will Humble, Executive Director of the Arizona Public Health Association. Always good to talk with you, Will. Bye.
All right. Take care.